Governor Bruce Rauner announced last week that Illinois Poet Laureate Kevin Stein is stepping down from the post after a good long run. Poet Laureate is a position that comes with a title but no job description, no budget, no staff, and no salary. Yet it's been held by some of Illinois' most beloved public figures. Bradley University professor Kevin Stein has held the position since December 2003. He follows in the footsteps of Carl Sandburg, Illinois' first poet laureate, Gwendolyn Brooks, its longest-serving laureate. Stein tells GLT's Judy Valente the legacy of those who preceded him was never far from his thoughts.
Anybody who follows Ms. Brooks, Gwendolyn Brooks, and Carl Sandburg understands it's going to be a daunting task, and one will suffer in comparison to those literary giants and also really active persons in the literary world. So I knew that I wanted to extend some things that Ms. Brooks had done so well, and I also wanted to add my own touches. So we created a couple of Poet Laureate websites. There hadn't been a website before that. We put a lot of audio and video of poets reading their work on those websites. That's really popular. A lot of youth poems. They've been a real delight for me. Every place I'd go and work with young folks, I always came back with a pocket full of poems that I thought were really wonderful. The website featured an Illinois poet in both audio and in text, so you could read the poem, and then you could hear the poet read the poem, recite the poem. And I think that's really exciting. Illinois Association of Teachers of English has a yearly grade, middle, and high school poetry competition, and I was able to co-sponsor that and get to write about the winning poems that I found most exceptional. So I was able to write about young folks' poems with the same sort of seriousness and the same kind of passion that I take to writing about the work of James Wright or other contemporary American poets.
That brings me to another question. What are your thoughts on the quality of teaching of poetry in the schools today? Many people will say to me that the way they were taught poetry in the schools just killed it for them. And other people say the way they were taught poetry when they were in grammar school or high school opened up a whole new world for them.
Teachers often are uncomfortable teaching poetry if they were taught by someone who was uncomfortable teaching poetry. We have many wonderful high school and middle school teachers who impart, I think, a love of poetry, but where others don't, those folks err, I think, by making it a Where's Waldo search for meaning. Instead of emphasizing poetry's sonic pleasures, its playfulness, its connecting of people and history across the ages and across demographics, we worry too much about having an expository essay result out of the reading of the poem. And poems are experiences. They're not stories about experience. They are experiences. When you read a poem, you're having an ecstatic experience. You know, I think many times we have folks who spend too much time on rudimentary manners of meaning and not on the bigger stuff that poetry's tied into.
Bradley University professor Kevin Stein will step down in December as Illinois Poet Laureate. He hasn't heard yet from the Rauner administration about the selection process for a new laureate, but he says Illinois has so many excellent poets, he's certain it won't be hard to appoint his successor. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.